Here's today's In Touch reflection on freedom, our life in Christ.
This month's reflection is based on verse 12 of Galatians chapter 5, in which the Apostle Paul expresses his displeasure with those who were attempting to convince the early church to add law to grace. Paul writes, "I wish that those who are troubling you would even emasculate themselves."
Depending on the circumstance, submission can be positive or negative. When it's imposed, relationships are corrupted and people are wounded. That's one reason we condemn slavery and human trafficking. But when submission is voluntary, it becomes a beautiful expression of love, which is what characterizes followers of Jesus. And let's consider Jesus. He lovingly chose to lay down his life to offer forgiveness of sin and eternal salvation to all who would believe. This willing and active participation in God's plan bears no resemblance to the forced obedience we typically imagine when we think of submission. The same is true for those of us who are believers. The exhortation to yield to one another in Ephesians 5, verse 21, is an invitation to exercise the freedom God has given us, and in that way, we experience fellowship with Him. What kind of relationships would we have if loved ones forced us to serve them, or if God forced us to worship? Thankfully, He's given us a choice, and each time we yield to Him, or to family and friends as appropriate, we taste true freedom. Think about it. Knowing submission is a freedom we've been given, how are you inspired to exercise it this week?